Our guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Leibach, and president of RML Trading. And Bob, looks like maybe a little bit of a breather here in this grain market today.
Yeah, I always, people call in, the markets have been kind of quiet intraday. I always say it's kind of like watching paint dry, and some days it's a little bit green, but more often lately it's been on the red side. So kind of a mixed close here today. It looks like corn's going to be up a half, beans up a couple, the wheat in Chicago up a couple, Kansas actually down a half, Minneapolis up one. Meal was probably the strongest here, up 5.30, but yeah, it's just been relentless. Really no reprieve on the selling, and no weather issues that the market seems to be talking about. As I mentioned, some of the forecasts here for at least North Dakota into upper Minnesota, the northern part, and into Montana, it looks kind of cold and wet here for the next couple weeks. So that's going to definitely, you know, slow up our planting progress. And granted, you know, the idea of the trade is that we have all this big equipment and that we can plant it in 5-6 days. But, you know, there again, you got to get out there and have the ground fit too. So
yeah, not only that, but I don't think they're taking into consideration the lack of field work done last fall.
Yeah, I know that gets talked about, and a lot of ground that didn't get worked, so it's going to take a little longer to dry out, and then the getting all that worked up and get the fertilizer. And so it might be, this is about the worst that could happen here, is this cool, wet spring now. It looks like we're going to get with the fall we had last year. So,
yeah,
you know, some are saying, you know, how, where's the bottom and this and that. And of course, nobody knows. But in 2016, in February 2016, soybeans were actually under $8 for a little bit. And also in midsummer in 2016, corn got to 301. We're at 347 right now, and the beans are at 858, so that would be 50, 60 cents for that recent low. And the May, or the Chicago wheat, is now at 434, but in 2016, in midsummer, we got to 382. So, that are, you know, is that where the market's heading? I'm not saying that, but that was all before the tariff talk and all this other stuff. So, I mean, when the supply and demand is out of kilter and there's more product than what demand is, I mean, that's where the markets were 2.5-3 years ago.
And then you got the cattle market today. They fell out of bed.
Yep, 2 days down, massive losses here, 290 to $3, down 225 or so yesterday. Feeders down 3.5, just cash disappointment. And then I think maybe had a little bit of bleed over from the hogs down $3. Of course, they had seen a nice big rally here recently, but we pulled back now for a couple days. Some disappointment on maybe China not taking the hogs as quick as they thought maybe they would. So probably needed to pull back in the hogs to kind of refresh the idea there. Cattle market had been going up pretty decent, but a couple days of losses here. So, you know, time will tell there.
Yeah, exactly. All righty. Anything else we need to be talking about?
No, I guess we're in the time of the year. We get crop conditions now every Monday, so we'll see how the planting progress goes and what the weather. And then I guess the only other thing would be the political side of it. There's optimism that some of these tariff things are going to get taken care of eventually, but, you know, time is just marching by here and doesn't seem to be any news.
Bob Leibach at RML Trading.